Hey, and welcome back to the Lion's Den podcast. We are in episode 103 of season 2. So 103 of season 2. If you have not listened to any of the other podcasts, I would suggest going back through those. Today's one is going to be just, we're in the holiday season now. We're looking at things. We're seeing exactly what's going on. And it's a thankful pod. So we are going to talk about thankful. So number one thing is we're going to just talk about what we're thankful for, the things that have made us have a great year. So one of the things I like to think of is sit back, relax, and just reflect on all the positive. We're going to eliminate negativity. We're going to focus on all the positive things and the things that we as humans really enjoyed of this year. One of my favorite things that ended up happening for a lot of people this year was people started getting more, it's taken us so long post-COVID, getting back into getting with people, hanging out, doing fitness regimes, and I've noticed that in my own gym, and then just the support and moral. That's one of the biggest things that I would say most people could be thankful for today. It's something that people don't reflect on enough, and when they don't reflect on this enough, they don't realize the positive impact that this has on their own life and their regimes, which we touched on last time, that regime and staying with it. So if you don't reflect and look at it, you will then not understand the impacts of it. And a lot of the time people give up things that they shouldn't. So whether that be going for coffee or hanging out with friends or telling people what you need and your goals so that it keeps you more accountable, any of this stuff, I have noticed the biggest impacts in my own life is when you share it with people, it then impacts you. And then you start realizing exactly that positive impact of having people in your life that matter. I have noticed that in the other thing being thankful for is just people, their positive impact that they bring in. You start an hour, you end an hour as a trainer, and you control the environment and the energy when you have less people in it. So when it's one-on-one training, you can control it a lot more. Same thing with smaller groups, which is what I do. When you're in a public gym, you can't control that. So one of the things I'm thankful for is I can control the environment way more. I can't control people in a public gym, but I can control the environment in my own gym and that impact and that positive influence on people. So that is one of the things I am thankful for. When you're asking yourself that, just look at the environment side of things and how environments have affected you in the last year and be thankful for all the positive ones and the impacts they have brought out the best in you. With this environment, then you can look into people. The impact of a positive person, what can they do for you? And what can you do for them? So just look at all the people, the influences, the impacts, the things that they brought you up on a day where you needed it, those type of things. It's one of the things that you can always be thankful for, and we have to enjoy every minute we have with people because you never know how long or when somebody's time is done in life. So you have to realize that the impacts that you make and those things that you can make a huge difference for them. I have found that starting an hour, ending an hour positive, and then throughout it, controlling the environment with positive influences, picking each other up, any of those things can really make a huge impact on the fitness side of things. Now, in life, be very careful of what you let in, but be thankful and look at all the influences through your social media. People that, the one positive about technology is you can stay in contact with people all over the world. So be thankful for that. If people have moved away, but you still get to talk to them, be thankful and remember all of the amazing things that these people have done for you and you've done for them and those pick-me-ups. It's one of the things at the end of a year too, people always need to influence and look back on and think all of the things that made me a better person this year and where I grew, which areas did I grow and who is a part of that. When you sit back and actually realize that the impacts that these people can do in your life, you will then start relating and putting it together and saying, these people I need more time with, so I make a little bit more time in my life. And those are some of the things that we can set forward, especially if people do the New Year's resolution thing. Looking at that and then looking at fitness, how that impact can make a huge difference in your life as well. Another thing that reflecting on is just look at the changes you've made in your own life and made time for yourself. Look at how applying yourself and trying, and even if you're injured at times, adapted programming, all of those things, how it keeps you in a regime, and then you can actually get the impact of positive and seeing the differences and seeing the light in yourself, because sometimes life happens and people drift away, but be so thankful for the areas where you stuck to it and grew. This is what we focus on. There's always time for improvement and growth, and sometimes people do not reflect on that and see the full impact of what they've done to their own life. I have noticed that in training and in life period of people I've worked with is the impact of people in it. So other people having that positive impact and changing and bringing the best out of it. People have more fun. They're more in line to stick or have fun in that said program in life, whether it be in the gym or in hanging out with friends, because then you start to see that impact in your life of what these influences have done for you in the last year. So in closing, as always, quick little goal for you is, number one, I would just ask myself, what areas did you really grow in this year? Who is a part of that? How are you going to keep this going in your new year, remembering this, and be super proud of all of the things that you have done and achieved? And think of the adversity you've overcome and realize that when something else comes up, you can rely on these people, these situations, and the growth that you did this year to get you to that next level and to keep growing. Always push yourself a little bit so that you have something to look forward to and grow. And in closing a year out, always remember that you can always become better, but remember your growth that you did this year. Thank you so much for listening, and we will chat again soon.